willing to pick up the leftovers till later she married this man and owned the field. And I'm here to tell you, never be despised the days of small beginnings. Sometimes God keeps us in a place long enough till we see the glory of that. Man, I didn't like first grade. I'll be honest with you. I didn't like first grade. I see the glory of it now. And sometimes God will leave you in a place till you see the glory of learning how to print your name, of learning how to do the weed eater and keep your mouth shut, of learning how to cook a meal for somebody else and say, don't tell them who cooked it, of learning how to give some to somebody else and say, don't tell them I gave them that. And you see the God will leave you in places till you see the glory of that place so you can develop to see the glory of the next place. Because glory comes in levels, glory to glory and faith to faith. Hallelujah. How many of you are higher than you were when you started? I sure hope you are. Hallelujah. The greatest level of development and maturity is when you learn to obey his voice. There was times I learned to obey my daddy's belt. But the smartest thing was when I learned to obey his voice. When he said, boys, pick up your toys. Yes, sir. See, that was smart. I was maturing. But when I was five more minutes, boys, pick up your toys. And by the second or third time, boys bend over. And I learned to obey the wrong thing. I don't want to have to be chastised by God all my life, my adult life. I'm waking up at 50 years old and God's still chastising me for things I need to learn. As the Bible says, hearken unto my voice. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they're not going to follow. Hallelujah. So we need to learn his voice. I have hunting dogs. I raised them from puppies. And I asked my dog the other day, brother, you got a dog that looks just like mine? I went to him and I asked him if he wanted a little sister. Yeah. He went, yeah. I don't know what that meant, but. But my dogs, there's men working around my house, and those dogs are sitting there, and they're talking and all that. But if I come out and say, Buck, huh? He knows. Why? I trained him. I trained him when he was little. He knows my voice. I have developed a relationship with him so much so that somebody else can say something, he doesn't move. I don't even have to say Buck. I can just talk and he knows my voice. Sometimes I'm not even talking to him when he comes to me. Wow, the message in that. Never let the devil tell you that you can't be what God wants you to be. Because he is a liar and the father of lies. I want to show you a few writings that John real quick wrote. John was a master at writing about lying and loving. John 8:43 said, why do ye not understand my speech, Jesus talking, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will ye do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, now watch, ye believe me not. You see, liars don't believe the truth. You give me a perpetual lie, they don't believe anything but a lie. That's what they believe. Then he writes in 1 John, he said, Hereby do we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. There's a lot of people who say, oh, I know him. You don't know. No. You might be acquainted with them, but you really don't know them. I've talked to too many husbands and wives and said, Lord, I never thought. And he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, he is a liar. And the truth is not, you call me Lord and Master. Why do ye not the things that I command? Hallelujah. And I don't mean nothing by this. Don't call me pastor if I'm not your pastor. Don't call me shepherd if I'm not your shepherd. And a lot of times people will believe you and go with you till they disagree with you. And then when they disagree with you, they go do what they want to do. That's a lie. Don't call me pastor unless I am your pastor. Okay? All right. This is just the word. Get mad at me, but this is the word. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God matured. perfected. Hereby we know, hereby we know that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he or Christ walked. Brethren, I write a new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which things is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Lord, if the light is on, why do you keep falling? The problem is the light is not on. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whether he goeth, because the darkness, now watch this, the darkness hath blinded his eyes. I thought the light's what blinded your eyes. If you're in darkness, you have to have light to come into your eyes to see. And the darkness has, he said, they abide in darkness. He said, I ask you a question, how great is that darkness? Amen. Some people are sitting in so much darkness that they can't see anything. The word of God will open up our eyes that we can see the light. The word is the light. Can you say amen? The word of God is the light. And he sets before us this open door, as Paul said, although there are many adversaries, God will make a way where there seemeth to be no way. My, my, my. In Revelation, he said, I set before you an open door and any man can shut it. That's not what it says. I said, if I set before you an open door, no man can shut it. And if I close a door, no man can open it. You need to remember these scriptures. If God promised you something and you know that he did and you have a relationship with him and you're not stumbling around in darkness, then get ready. Sooner or later, that thing will come to pass. He will make a way that you can go through that door. God wants to develop all of us into mature Christians so that we can benefit from being mature. Did you know there's a benefit? You know that 15, what you can do that you couldn't do at 14? What is it? Drive a car. The law figures by 15, which you're not, but you're mature enough to get a permit, I think, right? You get a permit and drive around with someone who is mature, and they help you stop. I'll never forget in going with Dave when he got his permit. It was so funny. It was dangerous too, y'all. But it was scary. But you that have kids, you know it's scary. And so, but he's 15. We got his permit. And I'll never forget when we went down over by Salier Street or whatever, 18th, where somewhere's in there, and had a stop sign up there. And so there was a car, I think, and a truck and a trailer, and then us. Well, the car stops, the truck and trailer stops, and David keeps on going. I said, David, you're supposed to stop. He said, well, I did back there. I did back there. I said, yeah, but you gotta, oh my God, you gotta wait till it's your turn, you know, to stop. But he matured. Amen. And so as you mature, you start getting more benefits. David said, oh, the benefits there is in serving God. But he's, you know, you're not going to hand your car keys to a 10-year-old because they're not mature enough to operate it, and it becomes dangerous to them and perilous for you too as a parent. But as you mature, God says, I'll add this. I can add that. I can trust them with this. They won't forsake me over that. You know, and you have to be careful because God can bless you so much that you have to polish the car and don't have time to come to church. You have to stay at the camp because it's so beautiful. And he can bless you so much that you won't forsake what you used to forsake because you didn't have it. And now that he's blessed you with it, you've got to be willing to still leave it to live for God. Amen. I'm going to say this. I appreciate Brother Ken. He loves to fish as much as I do. I have a wonderful place to fish, and you have a nice place to fish, and you love to fish. But we leave that place, and you're here every time, except maybe twice a year, that you have a certain tournament. And I respect that. Amen. The faithfulness pays off, and God can begin to trust you with things when you're faithful. Kids are not faithful. Can you say amen? When they're immature, immaturity is never faithful. But God is faithful, as the scripture says. So God opens a door, and I want to tell you about three lands, and I'm not going to keep you too much longer. Maybe another 30, 45 minutes. I'm wound up, y'all. I'm sorry. There are three lands. Y'all still want to come to this church, Brother and Sister Manuel? Okay. Yeah. There are three lands, and I'm not going to talk about them, but I'm just going to mention them. There are three lands of development, kind of like three levels or stages of development, where God begins to change the blessings as you mature. The first land is the land of not enough. It is the land for Israel of Egypt, where they really owned nothing, they had nothing, they worked. They lived in the world, Egypt. And then they moved out of the land of not enough into the land of just enough. They moved into the wilderness where it was just enough. It was today we have manna. What will we eat tomorrow? Oh, more manna. Okay. And today we have manna and yesterday we had manna, but we have more manna. But you will read. You will read. You have to read close, but you will read. After the Lord got rid of all those who never matured, they had one more move, right? He got rid of all of those that didn't mature and rose up another generation. And what you will read, that when they spied out the land the second time before they went over, he said, "Ye shall eat of the old corn." He didn't say the manna. The manna ceased that day. He said, "You shall eat of the old corn until a certain day, and then you will eat in the promised land." And so they went from a land of not enough to the land of just enough, and then they got off of God's welfare system, and they moved into the land of more than enough. Yes, the land that flowed with milk and honey. God does not want you to stay in the land of not enough. Neither does he want you to sojourn in the land of just enough. What God wants you to do, he said, "I will pour you out a blessing that you cannot contain. Men shall give unto you, and heaped up, running over, shall men give unto your bosom." I want to be the God that can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask and think. I want you to be more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I want you to move into the land of blessing where you have more than enough. I want you to move into the land where you can share with what you have and show the glory of God. But when you're in the land of not enough, how are you going to show the glory of God? How will you show it in a land of just enough? I'm just getting by. How are you? I'm getting by. He wants you to be in the land. I got more than enough. Do you need anything? And I'm not talking about riches. I'm talking about having more than enough. David said in one place, "My cup, it runneth over." Hallelujah. As they come tonight, I'll shut up. God cannot give you all the blessings that he wants to give you if you stay immature. Do you know the sign of immaturity? It's what they argue about. Mine. Give me one. Johnny's got two suckers. I got one. What'd you give him that for? You didn't give that to me. You listen to what people argue about, and you will find out their level of maturity. Boy, it's quiet in here now. I don't know. I am going to preach longer. Maturity is all about how you handle things now. Now. Not, well, when I get, no, now. Maturity is where you are right now. And God's not going to bless you on a level of maturity that does not equal the blessing, because you will not be able to handle the blessing because you're too immature to handle it. So he'll just wait until you quit fussing and fighting. You know, most church trouble is not about Acts 2:38. Did you know that? Most church trouble is not about baptism in Jesus' name. It's about immature things. They fuss and they fight over things that don't matter. Kids will fuss and fight over things that don't matter. Oh, my God. We quote the scripture so often that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we think. And the problem, our problem is, it's not with God. God has the ability to do it. The reason we can quote it but don't receive it is because of our level of maturity has not risen to the level that you can handle God's blessings. God blessed Solomon with riches and couldn't handle it. In one of his writings, he said, "Lord, don't make me so rich or poor first," he said, "that I would steal." You know, you can be so poor, you'd be tempted to steal. Like, they don't really need that, but I do. And you'd be tempted to steal. Even though you don't want to, you would be tempted to. But he said, "Don't make me so rich that I say, who's God? By my might I did this, by my strength." So God knows where you need to be. But I want to tell you, there's always a higher level you can be. Can you say amen? There's always a level that you can be in God, where God will trust you more and give you more and trust you more and give you more. And it's not always money. That's not it. It's about things that you can do for Him. That's why the Bible says, don't put a novice in office, because he's too immature. And it's really not because he may lead you astray. It's just that novices have a tendency to fall. And when they fall, they don't know how to get up because they fell in front of you. So he said, don't put them in office. Develop them in the dark. And then when they're mature, bring them to the light. Hallelujah. It's a lie. It's a lie. You always have one more move. Back may be to the wall, brother. You got one more move. God will open up. I never saw that before. Hallelujah. Don't get discouraged with job seeking and all that. God knows right where you're at. Don't get discouraged in your dating or whatever it is. God knows right where you're at. But God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll always give you one. As long as you got the King, you've got one more move. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's sing this song. My God is a God that is more than enough. Oh, yes. Stand with me. Sing this song.